For Eminent Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The shorthanded Golden Gopher men's basketball team is in action tonight in Oregon against the Ducks. I say shorthanded because they're missing some key pieces, including Jalen Crocker Johnson.
It's been bizarre. I give our guys credit. I mean, if you're around them every day, they just keep finding a way. Sometimes you almost have to laugh it off a little bit and say, hey, what's going to happen next? But they're really trying. But it was unique the other night. We've thrown out, obviously, a lineup that we had never played. You know, Crock, I feel terrible for him. You know, really wants to be out there with the guys. But it's just one of those things, you know, don't want to risk it either. And, yeah, we're trying to kind of piece together some different lineups.
That's Nico Medved. It's a 9:30 tip tonight from Eugene, Oregon. Congrats to the Gopher women. Yesterday, they entered the top 25 for the first time this season. And now, the 23rd-ranked Gophers will get ready for the Buckeyes tomorrow night at Williams Arena. In baseball, the Twins returned to action yesterday in Fort Myers with their first full squad workout. And with day number one came the season's first injury to starting pitcher Pablo Lopez.
He had a little bit of elbow soreness. Obviously, it's February 16th. And I think he and Pete had a little bit of a conversation on the second pitch he threw during the third up and felt some soreness. And after he and Pete talking, you know, we decided, like, hey, out of the abundance of caution, like, let's get him off the field and make sure he's okay. So, you know, we will have more information. We'll get some imaging on it just because of how important it is and he is to us. But I think we'll have more information as we go along.
That's new Twins manager Derek Shelton. In Olympic hockey, the United States women's team posted a shutout yesterday to advance to the gold medal game. That's where they'll face Canada on Thursday. While the women will skate for gold on Thursday, the men will have to wait to find out who they play in the quarterfinals. They'll find out later today. Kevin Falmas, Eminent Sports.